James Marks, Firefighter Sheriff Bodmin. I was on the original trip in Iceland in 2006. We had a slight break for a few years, and myself, Tim, and a few of the other guys had a little chat. Thought we'd get together again to do another fundraising expedition. It actually started off as Everest, maybe base camp, advanced base camp, but we just a series of talking and availability and cost, really. It was, we went in to decide on Island Peak. We found a company that are willing to take us with the Sherpas. Like I say, do Island Peak in Nepal, which is 6 miles from Everest, and sort of the main organiser of the trip, just a link between the company and ourselves, really. Like I say, we're going off in March 2012, and it's going to be a 19-day trek. We have a day's break to sort out all our kit in Kathmandu, then we fly off to Lukla Airport, which is at 3,500 metres.
It's a perilous airport as well, isn't it?
Bill, one of the other guys, put us onto a programme that we all watched in horror a few months ago. That is one of the most extreme airports in the world, with an airstrip, which is quite short, but a 10-storey high building sort of incline on it. So if it's foggy, we're not going to fly in.
To be able to put on an expedition like this, it is about the preparation and making sure every eventuality is taken care of.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've had a great deal of help from the fire service. We're away for a slightly longer period of time than our leave allows. They've very, very kindly given us extra leave. We're taking all our own annual leave. We've actually had 4 days given by the fire service for the expedition without their help. There is no expedition. Like I said, we're all getting ourselves fit. Phil was taking over the training, kind of he's doing going for his mountain leaders. We're going to try and get over to Europe some point this year and get a tiny bit of altitude, although it's going to be quite low, around about 3,000 metres for a bit of training. Yeah, and obviously we're trying to sort out all the best kit that we need, because we need sort of down jackets, down sleeping bags, ice axes, crampons, and also the training involved in that. We've tried to do a bit of winter training skills up in the Lake District, but unfortunately there was no snow there at the time. But it's all come together. I mean, the main thing we're focusing on really is fundraising for a series of events. We've held several now, and we've got, I think, one booked in every month now until September, and we're going to try and do a few more. To be fair, we've just done a half marathon, which we had 226 entrants, and it was a phenomenal sort of fundraising effort, really. Everybody sort of pulled together. It's really good.
I suppose that the final challenge would be to actually make that trip up to Everest.
Oh, very much so. We are kind of using this as a sort of precursor for it. We're under no illusions that we're nowhere near experienced enough. It's something I would definitely love to look into myself. We're going to see how we get on. We have been told the Sherpas will pull no punches to see if we're capable of doing it. I mean, I know we're going to have to do 3 or 4 more peaks and train over the next 3, 4, maybe 5 years. But very much so, yes, that is the end goal.